Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
All right, so this week we want to continue our look on the art of listening. And we've been examining James 1:19, which it says, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. So when you're thinking about resolving conflict or resolving problems or preserving our relationships, the art of listening is very important. So this week we want to examine the goals of listening and to even pay attention to what people would like to talk about. And these things, now, if you really understand these things and apply these principles to your everyday life, I mean, it makes things flow easier. So we want to kick off now with the goals of listening and your role as the receiver of the information. And first up, what you want to do is to be open-minded. So regardless of what is happening, the problem, the conflict, whether it is an issue between you and your spouse, your role is you want to generally be open-minded to new things. And what this does is to help to create a platform for the message to be shared. So fair enough that you're paying attention, you're listening, the person is talking, and you're receiving the information. But what you want to be is to be open-minded to explore and to evaluate what the person is actually saying. Because sometimes you can listen to what the person is saying, but you're not evaluating it, which what is termed as active listening. You may not be actively listening to what the person is saying, but you're just hearing the words and you're just talking. And then when the person is saying, do you understand what I'm saying? You might say yes, or you might respond. And it's like a wife tell a husband that, hey, I want to buy something that costs $10,000. And the husband says, okay. And when the person buys the thing and brings it home, it's like they're shocked that they never talked to them about it. And say, yes, I shared the thing. And says, okay. So to avoid all of those things, be open-minded. Or even there's a conflict, an argument, something is done that is hurtful, and the person is sharing how they feel about the thing, and the person is not listening because they are hurt. And they refuse to listen to the person because the person really did them bad. And it makes no sense that they want to talk to them. They just want to cut off the person and move on. And generally what you want to avoid is to be bitter and to shut out people. What you want to do is to be open-minded. Open-minded meaning you're willing to pay attention to what the person is saying. There's no judgment. There's no preconceived criticism. All you're doing is creating a platform so the person can share. What you want to do is to enable, create a welcoming and hospitable environment so that the person can share. And you're willing to explore that avenue. It's not uncomfortable, because sometimes having some conversation with people is very uncomfortable. Sometimes the message is very sensitive and it's difficult to digest. Especially in cases of trauma or in cases where there's a conflict or there's hurt, deep hurt. It's difficult to explore those type of things without help and without patience. And sometimes you run ahead and maybe trying to reach the end before explaining where we're coming from and exploring what led to where you are. So being open-minded kind of help with the exploration stage of dealing with difficult things. And it also helps in terms of fleshing out problems and understanding the perspective and the position of a person as to why this is a problem. The second thing is to receive the message. Receiving the message is to saying that, hey, this is really acknowledging that this is a problem, or acknowledging that the person has actually said something that needs to be dealt with. It's like somebody sharing something that is affecting them, a traumatic experience. So imagine somebody come out and share that they have been raped, and it has been traumatic to the point that they are having difficulty sleeping and overcoming this problem. And they're not sure what to do. It's difficult to really digest something like that if you're not comfortable dealing with things of that nature. But if it's sensitive, you have to receive that and acknowledge that, hey, thank you for sharing this. And let us explore avenues of ways that you can get help. And that's the third stage of the goal of listening, is to examine the words that is being said. So now we're looking on weaving everything together by sharing how we can build and respond appropriately without getting angry. So we're talking about the three-step process, being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. So what you want to do is to examine the possible solutions, if that's what the person wants, and examine what the words that the person is saying, and then listening for how to respond appropriately. And that can happen if you're not open to receiving the message, and you're not open to even examine the message, and you have not received what is being said. But if somebody said that something that, hey, you have hurt me in this particular way, and this is why you have hurt me, and I never appreciate it, the appropriate response would have been, I'm sorry, and we'll never do it again, stuff like that. And then that can start the rebuilding process of the relationship. So that now is how exactly you create that non-judgmental platform to have difficult conversations. So that's the role of you as a receiver. So here are some things to think about that people like to talk about. This is not an exhausted list. It's just a quick overview in terms of what people like to talk about. One, things that happen to them. So people like to talk about things that happen to them, and this can be good or bad. For example, somebody might be walking on the road and witness you're in a bus traveling at home, and then you witness a bus driver, bad driver, next man, which nearly causes an accident. And you went home to talk about that experience that you saw. You're probably in the bus that a driver that nearly caused an accident, and you trying to talk about the ridiculous nature of how people drive on the road. That's an experience to share. Maybe you witness somebody proposing to somebody else on the road, and you're saying, oh, it's nice. So you like to share it, say, hey, you know, today I saw a guy surprise his girlfriend and him propose to her in this unusual way, but I found it interesting that he did it. And it was very lovely. So that's another example of something that happened. Persons like to talk about things that they hear about. So maybe something violent, something that they read, probably a news item, things that happen or things that may be coming, something that they hear people talking about, maybe they hear a conversation, maybe it's a joke, and they want to share it. And this noise is how information is shared between friends and otherwise. And that's how, these are a couple of things that persons might talk about. So sometimes it may generally not be a problem, but it's just that it's something is of interest to them that they would like to share. And the third thing I would like to leave with you this week is things they need help with. That this is another big thing that persons like to share and talk about, and sometimes asking for help is not easy. And the fact that they must have the courage to really ask for help is a big deal. So asking for help is another reason why persons like to talk about. So these three things and these three tips in terms of your role as a listener can help you know to become a good conversationalist, help you to improve your listening skills, and generally improve your relationships. So are you open-minded? Do you receive the message that is being shared? And do you examine it after you receive the message? So that's something to think about this week. And until next time, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.